opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good evening and welcome to North State Now. How are you tonight on this beautiful Thursday? It's the 5th. We are live. And this is Linda Bott, and I'm so thrilled to be here tonight. Because, you know, I'm all about loving the community, celebrating the arts. And tonight is really all about celebrating the arts. David Wiley is at the helm tonight as our producer. Good evening,
good
David.
Evening.
Yes. All right, well, we're going to go right into Axiom Repertory Theater is going to be launching a brand new show called Educating Rita. And with us tonight is the very own debuting director, Amy Fish.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having us.
Well, we talked a lot about before you came on, but let's go right into a little bit about your history. You've been an actress, or an actor, excuse me, and now you have this opportunity to direct a two-person play.
Yes.
Tell
Very
us about
exciting.
It.
Well, yes, I've got about 25 years of experience on the stage. I studied theater at the University of Pittsburgh and have my undergraduate degree in acting.
And congratulations. That's really an accomplishment.
Thank
really.
You. It's many years ago now, but and then, yeah, now I'm having my first shot at directing, sitting on the other side of things, and it's been so eye-opening and so exciting and so fun, and I hope everything goes well and they ask me to do it again.
Well, you know, when you get to work with Ken White, and with Nancy, and with the Axiom group, that is just, you could not ask for a better foundation.
They're the best.
To support you. So I was asking you, will you share with our listeners, okay, so it opens, let's talk about the show Educating Rita, because we all love the productions. Any production we've seen at Axiom is always stellar. So tell us about the premise.
Yes. So Educating Rita is, as you mentioned, a two-person play. Is about a professor and a student who is an aspiring student. She maybe hasn't had the educational opportunities as a younger person that she wished she had. And so as a 29-year-old, she enrolls in the Open University program, which our professor, Frank, has begrudgingly offered to teach. And it's a story of her interest in learning, his disillusionment with academia, and everything that they know and don't know they can learn from one another.
All right, so through this, it sounds like it's funny.
There are certainly funny moments.
Yeah, I can feel that it's got to be funny. A lot of tongue-in-cheek, or is it over-the-top slapstick funny?
Definitely not over-the-top. The humor is pretty subtle. It's this great balance of intellectual humor
mm-hmm.
and accessibility. You know, it's sometimes there's writing that's too smart and
mm-hmm.
we can't all enjoy it, but this is that right level of we're all going to feel edified for what we do know, and maybe learn a little bit, but we can all laugh along. And it's not just funny, it's pretty touching as well. And so I just think it's got everything. It's going to be a really nice night of theater.
And the writer, let's talk a little bit about the writer of
yes.
this particular production.
Willie Russell
okay.
is the playwright. And he's just really brought us this very intimate character study of these two folks. And it raises a lot of questions about our assumptions about the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't read a book by its cover. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
You know, I love that. I love the surprise of, you know, don't ever, you would never, like when you see somebody on the first time, if you just try to suss them up, but you don't do it correctly, like, oh, my God, I just had no idea that they were funny or deep or charismatic as they are, whatever that is. So earlier, before we started, I was talking about what it was for you to have been acting all these years, been all kinds of parts of the production aspect of what it is to do theater and to study it as well and get an undergraduate degree in it. Now you're on the side of coaxing or helping. Coaxing is not the word. Some days you probably have to coax as a director.
Maybe a little bit.
Right? And then what it is to be able to communicate with an actor without them losing themselves so much, but you get a chance to pull out of them your vision as well.
Yeah, well, I've been very blessed that I have two very talented actors in this production.
And we're going to meet them in a minute.
We are.
And
so it's actually kind of an embarrassment of riches sometimes between what they bring each individually, what they create together, what, you know, I can help them with, what the assistant director and the stage manager can bring to the table. I think that we've had hardly a moment where we didn't have superfluous ideas about what to do with a scene. You know, there's lots of energy, lots of thoughts, and the joy of it is just getting it to all coalesce into one thing so we're all moving in the same direction.
We're talking about Educating Rita that's opening on February 13th. Now, where will the production be held?
The productions will be at Old City Hall,
okay,
1313 Market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right across the street from the station. And with us tonight is there are the two leading actors, if you will, Aaron Sullivan and Anthony Howard Arrivia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you guys?
Yeah,
pretty awesome.
Get you in there. So, okay, so did you do an open call for Axiom and then they cast you in this, or did you specifically search out to do the role for Educating Rita?
Actually, Ken contacted me and said that he wanted to do this production and asked if I was interested. And I, you know, didn't read the script, and I said, sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm always up for a challenge.
Right.
And, boy,
and how nice for the head of Axiom to call you and say, I think this is a good project for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've worked with them for 10 years, so it's really nice to, you know, have that camaraderie, and they know what I could bring, and I know what to expect, and it's really nice to do a big project such as this and, you know, go all in.
Well, there are only two actors on stage, so there's got to be great writing and great chemistry. So, Anthony, how about yourself? Let's talk about a little bit about your past and your history of coming into playing your role with Educating Rita.
Well, I moved here about a year and a half ago, and I was lucky enough to get cast in a couple of pretty great shows. And then when I saw that they were looking for the Frank for the counter to Aaron's Rita, I was immediately drawn to it because I have a great passion for plays, and I essentially begged to be in the part, and then I was part of an open call, and there were about, I don't know, maybe five or six of us males who were up for the part, and I was lucky enough to get the part, and I've been very excited about it ever since.
Did they have you come in and read with Aaron? Were you cast first? Okay, so then you're reading with the other actor, leading actor, and how they were going to pair you up.
Yes.
Okay, that's excellent. So we're going to have to take a break in just a few minutes, but Anthony, I'd like to, you said you've been here about a year and a half. What brought you to Reading?
I don't know if I can say this or not. My husband and I moved
from Monterey. Absolutely.
My husband and I moved here from Monterey. Thank you. Thank you very much. We were looking to buy a house, and, you know, down in the Monterey area, it's a little more expensive than people can approve or can afford. So we looked up here, and we actually bought a house in Shingletown that has a couple of acres, and we have room for our dogs to run free. So it's been great living up here and just the beauty of the area.
I love that. I believe it or not, I met a nice gentleman at the doggy park who just moved, was in Brazil for 20 years, and has moved here with his partner, and they live in Igo. And bought 20 acres. And I'm like, okay, we do have just this gorgeous area here that, especially if you honor, you know, because, you know, being in cities, Philadelphia or Sacramento or New York or something like that, things get very, not clustered, but clustered. And so we have this beautiful area here where we can do, like you said, the Axiom Theater and create and get to know wonderful people who have got these rich backgrounds. And that's what we're going to ask when we come back. We're going to do a little background digging on Aaron and find out, you know, let's talk about your history as well. And I would like to also know some of the productions you've been in, Anthony. And we'll get back. And, of course, you know what? You can throw questions out to our director, Amy Fish. We're talking about educating Rita. This is Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This is North State Now. We'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at ShastaCollege.edu/events.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
And welcome back to KCNR. This is North State Now. Linda Bott here. And if you listen to this show, you know that I love to promote the local arts, film, actors, writers, people who are doing great things with their, you know, talent, and promote events in town. That really is where my heart lies. So Axiom Theater is alive and well. Now, we all know that there was a snafu that happened with not anybody's fault, but something in the costume department, and then I guess evidently the sprinklers went off, so it just literally saturated everything, which then meant that they had to take everything down and start. But it is, so there's theater still going on through Axiom, but they're just different places. And so this particular production will be at Old City Hall. And Nancy, if you're listening, big shout out to you. I love you so much. You're just an amazing person running the Arts Council, and you just work so hard. She's just got her fingers in so many pies, but you do it with such grace. So thank you for arranging for Amy Fish, the director of Educating Rita, the upcoming production that will be launching February 13th at Old City Hall, and we're going to find out about the runs and the tickets. So let's throw this over to Aaron, who is the lead actor, one of the lead actors. There's two, which is just, God, to hold that, that much production and show in your head.
Yeah.
How do you do anything else?
You know, you really can't. So I work full time, so it's like any little moment that I have my script. I mean, I have my script here, and it's like monologues on top of monologues that Rita has. And
you have to memorize the monologues. Mm-hmm. What's your longest one? It's just all of a sudden, I got hot.
It's about 2 pages.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, with Frank, he's has like the little fillers in between of, why? No. And then, oh, okay. Yeah, great cue. But... yeah, so I really have to hammer it in, and you know, with Willie Russell's, you know, writing, the words are so important. So you really can't leave out anything, because there's a lot of verbiage that Rita has that is very repetitive, but there's also lines where people can absolutely resonate with, and it's cool to go into this character because there's a lot that I resonate with. And so, it's just finding that self-love and validation and becoming a better version of yourself with all of these monologues that she has.
So to be able to work full-time and then to have to hold that much information in your head, it's kind of, I'm going back there again. What is your process when you are trying to learn the succession, if you will, of how this line turns into this line that turns into that line? Do you do it like poetry? Do you do it like lyrical, like you're learning? How do you go about doing that?
There's a lot of different methods that I'm finding myself using. Before it was just recording my voice, listening to it, but now it's like writing everything down, writing the first letter of each word. Poetically, you know, if I've got a new line and I'm going to deliver the next line differently, it'll go right under, highlighting in different colors. Like, so many variations of memorization I've certainly applied to the show.
Well, I just applaud you for for that. I really do. And so when before you came, let's talk a little bit about you, Anthony, that you have been here for a year and a half. Were you acting when you were elsewhere, or is this a new love? Just find a little bit about you.
So I used to do what's called color guard, like marching band.
Yes.
The flags and rifles and all that stuff. I used to do that for a large percentage of my life for about 40 years. And then I just realized one day it didn't have the same effect on me anymore, and I wanted to try something different. I did theater when I was in, you know, elementary and high school, but I hadn't done anything since I was about 18. And then when I used to live in Boston, I just auditioned for a play and I got a part, and then I auditioned for like another show and I got another part. And when I moved to, like I said, when I moved to Monterey, I did some shows down there. And then I started teaching. I have been teaching for about 15 years now, but I'm an English teacher and a theater teacher. and I work right now. I'm at West Valley and at Anderson High School's the theater teacher there. So the reason I was late because we were having rehearsal for our show, Mean Girls, and so on top of teaching all day and then directing and before I come here and then I have this, so it's a lot.
It's a lot, and when you say color guard, so that is very, because my husband's a former Marine, 33 mm-hmm. years, that when you do rote, you get into the rote
yes.
aspect of it. And so there's really great training with that as well, and compartmentalizing.
Absolutely.
So you've obviously, with the stuff that you're talking about, teaching, directing, coming here, doing this show, and doing a part. Do you have long monologues as well?
I don't have nearly as many as Aaron does, but I do. And Frank's monologues are difficult because they are all very academic wording.
Which you can do.
I can.
Yes.
But they're very professor, college-ish.
Esque.
Yes.
Ish.
Giving definitions of words in these long, drawn-out, trying to impress Rita with his knowledge, and so his monologues just go on and on about one word, and there's 20 lines about one word, and over-explaining everything, which is something that I do in my teaching life. I over-explain about 15 times, so that's where I resonate with Frank.
Oh, that's fantastic, and I, you know, you can't see this because we're on the radio, but you match very well. I can see, before I even know the play, that it's entertaining and that you guys are going to own these parts. I feel it. And I'm sure under the direction of Amy, you just are thrilled. I can see the light in your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the journey so far. You guys auditioned. You've done your thing. Amy, this is your launch.
Yeah.
As a theater director in Reading for the first time doing a full production.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about how long the run is. And that you're a week before you launch, will you go into tech and you go into you blocked it. Have you blocked?
Yes, okay. Yes, everything's blocked.
So you know stage left, you wake up in the morning, stage left, stage right, downstage.
Yeah. So this weekend we will move the show into the ballroom at Old City Hall. The set will go up, the furnishings will go in, the props will go in, and on Sunday we will do a cue to cue. So the lighting and sound designer will build their cues, the actors will walk through and not necessarily perform, but they'll, you know, they'll do what they have to do for this blackout and then reset to be ready for the next lights up, and how do we handle this sound cue, and, you know, all of the things that have to happen technically.
Okay, so let's talk about quickly, we got 3 minutes left, before we bring in the maestro Cleveland Bonet. Are you listening, buddy? He's through the glass. I just wanted to see if he's like, you know. Anyway, so let's talk about the run.
Yes.
And tickets. And how we get tickets. Fill the seats.
Yes, absolutely. Tickets are limited. It's not a huge space up there, so you want to get online and get those tickets at axreptheater.com. That'll take you to our virtual box office site, and you can buy your tickets right there online. We open this Friday, February 13th, and we run 3 weekends, Thursday through Sundays, until March 1st.
Oh, that's a great run.
Yeah.
Aren't you happy about that?
Absolutely.
There's nothing worse than having to do all that work and only have, like, 3 nights.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty terrible.
Yeah.
So great.
Yes. 11 shows.
11 shows. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight here. I really appreciate you. Amy, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure. I don't know if you guys still say break a leg.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon. You know. I don't know. We all have a thing. So, yeah. And happy beginning of a new career for you.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations to Aaron and Anthony as well. Our two leads in educating Rita. Get your tickets beginning February 13th at Axiom across the street. That's going to be happening at Old City Hall. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
And coming up after the break, we've got Cleveland Bonet, who is putting together and has put together. I mean, it's a lifelong dream, and I'm so excited to bring him on and talk about a 40-piece orchestra concert that's happening on February 22nd. We're going to talk about Cleveland's history and this dream that's coming to fruition. Very, very exciting here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you're listening, you also can hear this past show on our archives, always on KCNR1460.com. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What is that? Did he look? David Wiley's at this, is our producer tonight, and he pulls, I don't know what song he's going to pull up, so he pulls up this music. Is that Cleveland? Is that some, is it running through a guy's mouth? Or is that really just a wah-wah?
No, that's just a wah-wah pot.
Okay.
Like a guitar or something like that.
If you're listening to the voice and you love jazz music, that you are listening to the one and only Cleveland Bonet.
Thank you for having me.
And it is a pleasure to know you and to have you on the show tonight, really. It's the first time, really.
Yeah. It is.
Okay, so let's talk about this upcoming February 22nd North State Jazz Orchestra show production. It's coming to fruition. How does it feel? Let's talk about the dream. Let's talk about where it started, and let's talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, all not necessarily in that order, a little bit about you and where you, your history as mm-hmm. in music. Let's start with your history in music. Let's talk about where you were born and raised.
Well, I was born and raised in Minneapolis, well, actually St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah, the hotbed is happening right now.
But did you see my eyes?
Yes, I saw it. So I, you know, I have all of my family is still pretty much there. The Bonets are still there and everything. But, I grew up actually very, very, in a very religious, uber religious, family. And so, household. And therefore, I wasn't really able to hear a lot of, secular music. But every now and again, because both my mom and dad loved jazz, I would hear it kind of in the background, whether it was like Sade or maybe like Miles or something like that. And I always tuned in when I would hear something different. Mm-hmm. But as I was growing up, I still was listening to a lot of, religious orchestral music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the orchestra, was always a part of me, even from very, very young age, like 3 or 4 years old, as I was starting to learn the piano at that time. And it just, you know, it just kept developing. I started piano lessons when I was about 9 and stayed with it until I was, into my 20s. And then I started teaching almost immediately afterwards.
Did you have are you a musical family?
Yes, actually. So as I was saying, when I was listening to some of the music, one of the other reasons why this would always like catch my ears is because again, this was rather my family. My mother's grandmother, let me try to see if I can get this right.
Your tree.
Let's put it this way. My grandfather's first cousin is Carmen McRae.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa.
So this runs in my
greats.
Family. Yes. This runs in my family.
I saw her at a wine festival when it was just about Carmen McRae.
Really?
In the 70s.
Wow.
And I just was like blown away. She was in, I think, I want to say Napa. It was great. Yep.
One of the only voices of jazz that I could probably hear always in my house because of the fact.
Yeah.
She was really
it wasn't too simple.
No, it wasn't too simple, exactly. So, but it always, you know, connected with me. Jazz specifically always connected with me. And so it just, you know, if it would find itself in my piano lessons as my teachers would teach me certain songs, I would be adding extra little notes here, and they're like, that's not in the music, Cleveland. And I'm like, oh, right, okay, but that's just boring. Let's just add some stuff.
Mm.
And in my free time, I would be working on just insane chord progression things on my own and not even knowing what I was doing.
Could you write at that time?
No.
Were you writing your, okay, so when did when did you do your first, like, real, it doesn't matter if it was, your real first composition.
I take that back. Actually, when my parents bought me this, this little Casio, that actually was able to record little things, I was actually recording stuff then.
Okay.
And this was like, I would say maybe 10 or 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
An actual real, full ensemble orchestrations, and I was probably about 20, 21.
Because you really have to, people don't understand. In general, like when we just went to the symphony, that you have to write each part. It's not just piano, bass, and drums. When you're doing strings, there's like, How do you not run into each other? That. And even the days before the computer, we're talking freehand.
Yeah, it was freehand. Yeah, I had to either write it in, or I was there were keyboards back in that time that actually did record some of the things that I had. So a lot of it was really more so just recorded, layered, you know, tracks on top of everything else. But I still had a good feel because, again, I was listening to it since 3 years old, how the structure of an orchestra basically came together, how they didn't run into each other, how they were, what their, in a sense, their timbres, their placement and everything was, and their roles in the actual, I mean, obviously not a learned way of doing it, but just simply by ear. Finally, I got a chance to actually study under, Dr. Fisk. Yes, and also Dr. Dwayne Corbin as well. They taught me a priceless amount of information.
Well, when you talk about their roles, I've never heard anybody ever talk about in an orchestral setting about the roles of those instruments.
And this is not going to be a, like I said, a college version of this, but I'm going to say it like this. I look at it in terms of colors.
Okay.
And feels.
Yeah.
My strings are the surrounding, element of the music. Okay. It surrounds it. And everything else honestly works in tandem with it to bring out certain aspects of the music. Not to say that the strings are more important, but they just like more so encompass like everything that is happening.
Hey, okay, yeah. So let me just, I'm going to do a little sidebar here. Mm-hmm. I had the great honor, of being asked by you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done several gigs together.
Absolutely.
But which are just kind of like conversational.
Mm-hmm.
When we were following a chart, but yeah. A lot of times, yeah, we'll take a bit, you know. To ask if I would do a number, and myself and Joe Catania and
Nala Kathleen.
Okay, so her name is Noella.
Nala Kathleen.
Kathleen. Okay, she is amazing, yes. And I've never really, I've heard her through watching, like a Facebook post.
Yes, yes.
But I've never heard her tone in person.
Mm-hmm.
So just like bell tone.
Mm-hmm.
She's just pure and just sonically sound.
Absolutely.
That's all I can say. So, and then we know Joe is just, you know, Joe is the consummate pro with just, he brings his, whatever, his style.
Yeah.
which is awesome.
Yes.
And so anyway, I just have to share, because I don't know if I told you this, I mean, because, but I told my husband this, is that we had a rehearsal across the street at Old City Hall, good old, fabulous Old City Hall.
Absolutely.
If you're listening, Nancy, thank you once again, because it happens at City Hall and Arts Council and all that making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, I thought it was at 1:30, but it was really at 1, so I'm running over there to get there. And I come in, the strings, the bows are up, they're ready to go, and 40. Not 24. I've never been with 40. I've been 24.
Mm-hmm.
I've been 18, 14.
Mm-hmm.
Not 40. So 40, they start to play, and I just, like, I started to cry. Not like, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, it just moved me, and and I could feel, like you were talking about that blanket.
Yes.
This blanket of strings that I was just like, oh, it came over me.
Absolutely.
I mean, like it's a sunset could make you cry or some kind. Yeah,
you can't help but it taking you over. Yeah, absolutely.
And they were your beautiful arrangements. One of a kind. It's like that beautiful one of a kind Hope Diamond that came out of the earth. That's just like, how do you even explain how beautiful the facets are? You can't explain the facets. It just hits you on so many elements in your body and so many zones of what the tone and sonic energy can do to yourself. And that's the beauty of music. So you put this stuff together, and And then one of the players, I'm not going to mention his name, we can say it off air, told another friend of mine who's a musician, he said, I happen to think that that was the best arrangement I've ever played in my life.
Oh, wow. That's
okay.
Amazing.
Okay. That's amazing. So that happened. And we have another rehearsal, and then the performance, ladies and gentlemen, $25 a ticket, is happening at Sequoia.
Yes.
And that is going on the 22nd of February, so this is a great thing. If you don't, you're like, oh, I don't know what to get my sweetie or my friend or whatever. $25 for $50 a couple, you go and you can hear this incredible 40-piece North State Jazz Orchestra. And tickets, you can go to NorthStateJazzOrchestra.com, or you can do the Shasta Arts Council, and then you go, after you go to the Shasta Arts Council, you go down to World Beat Concert Series.
Yes.
Those are the two places that you can get tickets. And I'm telling you right now, this is primo, primo, primo. We got to take a break. When we come back, more about Cleveland Bonet and the North State Jazz Orchestra. And I'm sorry, I had to do the sidebar, but I just want people to know how much it moved me. And I mean
amazing.
It. So there you go. We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, directed by Jeffrey Taylor, is coming to the Riverfront Playhouse. This fast-paced farce uncorks a barrel of laughs as undercover reporters, mistaken identities, and secret wine-making nuns turn a quiet convent upside down. See Drinking Habits January 23rd through February 8th at the Riverfront Playhouse downtown. Tickets are available now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. This message is brought to you by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
That's Nala. That's on the first. That's my first album. I did this thing with Nala called Lo-Fi Your Standards. It was basically kind of like doing like a lo-fi, the new kind of like a genre that's out there now. It's like lo-fi music, but like added to like standards. So this one is actually was it Nature Boy? There was a boy. Yeah, that one.
Love
one of my
that
favorite songs.
Song.
So that's one. That's the first track on the album. So yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I had heard that she is a master scatter.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, see, I got to tell you, that's a realm. Yeah. You know, like I worship because I try to do that. It's just, it's not in me. So,
but you have, and you've done
it. No, it's not in me, but when somebody can do that and you know, because I heard that, you know, with Ella Fitzgerald mm-hmm. and... You emulate an instrument.
Instrument, yeah, like a trumpet.
So this is what I always loved about Chet Baker because he was a trumpet player and he would sing with his phrasing like he was playing.
He was just singing, yeah, absolutely.
And it was I love him. So okay, but we're back here and we can just blah blah blah. Okay, thank you for joining us this morning here at KCNR. This is Linda Pott, North State Now. We have just about a 15-minute segment here. It's flying by, and we are here with Cleveland Bonet, spelled B, like Monet, the
like
art.
B-O-N-E-Y.
Yes, but it sounds like.
There's an accent over the E, though.
Yeah.
Make it French enough.
Yeah, yeah. So where does that come from?
The Bonet?
Your family name, yes.
Long, kind of assorted.
It's okay. We don't mind sorted. We're okay. Good. We have music in our lives. That's
So Bonet actually is for my family was actually a made up name.
Okay.
It was a there was a ex-slave who was fleeing from Texas because of a we'll call it a misunderstanding.
Okay.
And so he had to leave. And went to and left to live in Louisiana and came back with a Creole wife. And, and the name changed from whatever it was before to Bonet.
Okay.
And that, I think his first name was James, I believe.
Okay.
And from there, we have like branches and branches and branches. Actually, one of the branches, of course, is Lisa Bonet. I don't know if you know who that is from.
Actress.
Yeah, the actress, whatever. She's actually part
she's
of that.
Beautiful.
Branch,
okay. Yeah. I could see she could be related.
Yeah. So she's cool. That's basically where the family name comes from.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you really studied your roots?
I absolutely have. It's pretty,
intense.
It's pretty deep and pretty intense. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, when we think about, how there have been generational barbarianism, in the world with, you know, the Turks or any, you can go through so many different aspects of how man has been to man or a human being to human being. Yeah. It's just, you know,
why?
So hopefully, you know, what we love to do is that can we, as musicians, can we as communicators leave a better footprint,
absolutely.
Imprint? Yeah. So
that's
because
the idea.
we can't control what that is.
No.
We can't control what's happening in
Minnesota
or what's happening in the world. But what we can control is how we decide to give of ourselves.
And bring the beauty of music.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And to help people heal.
That's what music is for healing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And to feel and to empower and to motivate
absolutely.
To, see rainbows.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's exactly
mm-hmm.
it.
Sure. All right. So you've got three original arrangements that you did yeah. for the three singers
yes.
that are in.
Actually,
which are
I have six. So I actually have six.
Okay.
Two for you, two for Joe, and two for Nala. And we're going to be doing all six of them at the big, gala, concert that's going to be in June. But,
okay.
But this one, this is kind of like the beta opening for the jazz orchestra. And, yes, those three are my full orchestrations. I did the orchestration. Yes. I did have one of them is, I want to say it was Waltz for Debbie that's done for Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That one was actually helped. I was helped by one of my students. His name is Selman, amazing musician, and he actually helped me with some of the chord phrasings that are in the song, and so I give him credit in the music for being part of the arranger. Yeah, so
okay,
it's amazing.
Then you've taken some other like Cleveland liberties, if you will. You've
yes.
taken somebody's art. And then you, that didn't have strings or other parts, and then you added on top of that. So now you have a new flavor. It's like taking a great recipe and adding on, you know, chef.
So this is, it actually came out of necessity. I started this journey years and years ago, but the implementation started about 2 years ago when I decided if I build it, they will come. So
yes.
I decided to start to,
yes.
To compose, right? But I composed six of these pieces, and it literally, this November, I finished the last one. 2 years to get six songs. I mean, we're talking again, you know, very intricate, you know, pieces and blah, blah, blah. And so I realized that, there's no way that I can continue to do this. I mean, that, number one, on my own. I did employ some others. They weren't able to do what I was needing them to do, unfortunately, because of, schedules and whatnot. So I decided, okay, since that's not going to happen, then I need to, streamline this a little bit better. So I said, okay, well, there are obviously, big band pieces out there. All they're missing are just strings. So let me go ahead and buy some of these or some of the, or use some of the ones that are actually bought from other, musicians that are in the area. And I took them and added strings.
I think that that would be such an honor for somebody to have created something and then have it embellished in a way with another art form mm-hmm. that is the biggest compliment you could ever give someone. You're in love mm-hmm. with it enough that you want to. I got to put this in my program,
right.
and then I want to, you know, put a little spice on top.
Well, I also had to be very selective. I mean, not every big band song will allow for strings.
Right.
I mean, so I was very selective in this, but.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even a song like "But Beautiful," which is insanely fast, and it's like, one of my helpers, Julian Durr, helped with the orchestration of the strings on that one, and what he did with that one, it was just amazing.
So Cleveland, I needed you here for a whole hour. Should have had you here for a whole hour because we've gone off it's so rich and it's so delightful and it's
awesome.
It's a great honor to know you and have to have been asked, and I just can't share with people enough that they need to go to NorthStateJazzOrchestra.com where you can get these tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That is on for February 22nd. Doors open at 6:30. It begins at 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's an hour and a half. I think you said
roughly
it's
about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half program. Just great music.
Mm-hmm.
You're incredible.
Thank you.
The artists that are there are incredible. We're talking 40-piece orchestra right here. With arrangements and you're conducting. So maestro.
Mm-hmm. Thank
yeah.
you.
Also you can go to Shasta Arts Council where you scroll down and go to the World Beat Concert Series.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way of getting tickets. We want a full house. We want to have everybody get their mojo rocked,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Absolutely. That is a hope.
So that is, and it's a great theater.
It's a wonderful theater.
Mm-hmm.
472 seats. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to fill it the whole thing up.
Sounds great. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, don't be a stranger. I want to have you back on. We got more to talk about.
Absolutely.
There's like a lot of layers here.
There's a lot. So much.
Thank you, David. Absolutely. Thank you, David. And that's...
That's Nala, yeah.
Whoa.
That's yeah, you hear it? Yeah.
I didn't realize that she was... had that kind of soul.
Oh, absolutely.
But she's doing Skylark.
Yeah.
No, which is fabulous, yeah. But this is like a whole... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
This is like...
Yeah.
Oh, my
wait,
God.
I know.
That's that note
wait.
I'm talking about right there. That bell sound.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my yeah. God. And a perfect pitch.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, my yeah. God. She just had a baby. Yes. Oh, my God. She's so amazing.
Yep.
So glad.
Mama
thank
Nala.
You. Oh, geez. Okay. Yep. Thanks for being with us tonight. I'll see you tomorrow morning here on the morning show.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.